We learned that if the wife brings her own get, she also has to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. And we learned that, you know, from the Kal Chaimer, that those women have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam. Surely the wife has to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam as well.
No, she's generally not good for eidus.
That's right. And that's how we proved, like Abaye, that when do these women have to say, and is when they come from, when do we say we trust them? When they come from Chutz Laretz, and they say b'fanei nechta, so they're helping her out, that the husband can't come to complain. But if they're within Eretz Yisrael, since they don't say anything, they're not really helping. Could be they just forge the get and trying to make her life miserable. We're up to the two dots, about 10 lines on the top. Chav dal and ralef. Aisha atzma via get. The woman who brought her own get. Isha l'cheira woman. Michi mati gita liyada igrish. I don't understand. If a woman brings her own get, why does she have to say anything? If she has her own get, she's already divorced. She doesn't have to go to bezna, doesn't have to do anything. It's a case, it's an interesting case where the husband said, I don't want you to be divorced. I want you to end up in that city. And the only way I can make sure you end up in that city is I tell you, I don't want you to be divorced until you front up to that bezin. So when she comes to that bezin, she has to produce the get and say, ask the Gemara, okay, but still, as soon as she arrives at the bezin, she's already divorced. Why say before an echtiv? Soiv, kimat, your husband, either so the husband already gave it to her back then. And he's made a tanai that it's not valid until you get to that bezin. So the moment you get to the bezin, she's already free. Why do you have to say anything? The bezin has to give it to her. She's already a free woman. Says the Gemara, Elom Rav Huna, Bamanoich, Mashmir Rav Achabre Avikad, Om Allah, he said to her, kimatis hosam, when you arrive at the bezin, asneche ara, put it on the ground. I don't want you to be divorced yet. First, put it on the ground. And then Vishak, they pick it up. So since you weren't divorced yet, now you're being divorced, you have to say, before nechtam, this get is valid. Ferdig Mother, if that's what happened, then she wouldn't be divorced because the husband has to give it to her, and here she's taking it herself. If a woman takes a get, she's not divorced. She needs to... Exactly, the husband has to give it to her. Ihach, if that's the case, it's a case where the husband says to the wife, pick up, lift the get from the ground, and Rava says, even though it's under the husband's instructions, it's nothing, she's not divorced. He said to her, "Have shliach lelocha." Very unique. He said to her, "I want you to be my shliach, my representative. Ad motis hasam until you get there. V'chi motis hasam, and when you get there, have shliach. Well, you then become the shliach lekabbalah on your behalf to receive it from my shliach lelocha, which is you. You now switch. You switch allegiances
can
in a way.
Point her as a shliach for herself.
No, he said, I want you to point yourself. This is a tanai. I'm appointing you to be the shliach lelocha. Why not?
You
be
a shliach. Deliver it to the Beit Din in Perth.
Deliver it to the shliach, whoever your shliach kabbalah is. But I want, and this is a tanai now, that you should appoint yourself to be your own shliach kabbalah. So I want you to give it to yourself. So because there's a transfer of the get from a shliach lelocha to a shliach kabbalah, therefore you have to say something before an echt. What the din is, when the shliach passes it on.
How can a person be that? Shliach?
So when a shliach presents a get to whoever, the shliach has to say, I saw it being written. It happens to be that she is a shliach lelocha and a shliach kabbalah, but she has two different roles.
So she
switches roles to herself in front of the bezin. That's where it comes in. The shliach, the b'fanei nechtav.
What is the point of saying that she is a shliach kabbalah?
He's a controlling person.
There's no logic involved.
No, the Gemara will say it can't happen.
Do you learn anything from that?
No, the Gemara will say actually can be. Why can't it be? It can't work that way because we have a rule. We'll learn later. The rule is that when the shliach finishes the job, the shliach has to be able to go back, still as a shliach, and tell the mishaleach, he has to be able to, I did your job. But over here, the moment the shliach lelocha finished the job, the shliach lelocha doesn't exist anymore because this shliach lelocha became the shliach kabbalah. So this, if she goes back to the husband, I did your job, she's talking now as a shliach kabbalah. So the shliach lelocha no longer exists. And the rule is that the shliach has to be able to go back to the mishalech and say, I did your job. The amal, so it doesn't work. So Rashi said what I just told you, and interesting, Tosafos says exactly the same thing. He says that Rashi doesn't say that. And it's right here now, Rashi does say that. Anyway, the Amal law must be the following. This is what the husband said to her. Heavy shliach lelocha. I want you to be my agent, my proxy, the shliach lelocha. Adam Motis Hasan, he comes to this town. Vichy Motis Hasan, when you get there, Shavi shliach kabbalah. I don't want you to become a shliach kabbalah. I want you to appoint another shliach kabbalah. So when you present it to another shliach, you need to front up to the bezin and say b'fanei nechtiv, and that's why the woman is saying b'fanei nechtiv, even though she's holding on to the get. Freddy Gimar. This way all makes sense according to one says Isha Oisa Shlich Kabbal Gita Miyat Shlich Bailuz Machlekes. We know that a woman can make a shlich kabbalah to the husband, send a shlich to the husband, accept my get. Can a woman make a shliach, appoint a shliach to be her representative to receive it from the shliach of the husband? There's a machlekes. So you're telling me that this woman who's a shliach lalacha should appoint another shliach le kabbalah. And this shliach kabbalah, the woman is appointing, is going to accept from the shliach lalacha of the husband, even though it happens to be the woman herself, doesn't matter. At this juncture, she's not the woman, she's not the wife, she is the shliach of the husband. So the question is, according to the opinion that says that the woman could appoint a shliach to represent her, to receive from the shliach of the husband, so then this situation makes sense. This all makes sense according to that opinion that says later on, that Isha Oisa Shliach Lekabel Gita Miyachir Baila, that a woman could appoint a shliach to receive the get from the shliach of her husband. Makes sense. El Lamandam, but ain't no Isha Oisa Shliach Lekabel Gita Miyachir Baila. The one who said that a woman cannot appoint a shliach to receive it from the shliach of the husband. Ma'ikle Mema. So when would you have a case where the woman is not divorced and she needs to say for a nechta? You told me when she appoints a shliach Kabbalah, but according to one opinion, she cannot appoint a Kabbalah to receive from the shliach Lach, which doesn't matter if it happens to be her. So time, that she must have depends. The machleik is why Taka can't she appoint a shliach kabbalah to receive from the husband shliach. Two opinions. Time of mine, which would ikah bezayin the baal. That's the whole reason why the shliach, why a woman cannot appoint a shliach kabbalah shliach lach. You know why? It's as if the woman says, "I don't like the shliach that you appointed. I'm going to send somebody else, and I'm not going to go to him and accept it." So you're embarrassing the husband, or you're insulting the husband's decision making. He appointed Yankel to be the shliach, and you don't like it. So therefore, the husband said, "That case, I don't want it to be the valid get." So if you learn that's the pshat, then it makes sense. If you learn that way pshat, it makes sense because with the husband in this case, with the husband himself appointed the woman to be the shliach and said, "I want you to appoint your kabbalah," and the only way she can appoint your shliach kabbalah is the husband told her. What are you bizarre in the baal? What are you saying? Why can't the woman appoint shliach? It's as if insulting the husband. You don't like the husband's shliach. You have to have your own shliach to accept it. But in this case, the husband instructed me to appoint your shliach kabbalah. It's not bizarre in it. So then it makes sense. This case, the husband appointed her to be his shliach, and he said to her, "You appoint your shliach kabbalah." Okay. Time, imagine you could be saying the baal is insulting to the husband that why that you don't want to accept a record from a shliach, but you're appointing the other one. But hacha baal copied here, the husband doesn't care. Because on the contrary, he told her to go get a shliach kabbalah. So you might have to say, that's if you learn that's the svara. If the svara is because you're insulting the husband, it makes sense. We're making a gzeder that if she's able to appoint a shliach kabbalah after you made a shliach loch, so next time you make a mistake, it's not that far away of having that he puts it in the chatzah, and then afterwards the chatzah becomes hers. If afterwards the chatzah becomes hers, and then, for example, he puts into somebody else's chatzah, and then she goes ahead and buys that chatzah, she's not a free woman because the husband never gave her the get. The get was there before he gave the husband. Same thing over here. That if you can, so this is like one step away. If she has a shliach le kabbalah, she appoints a kabbalah after the husband made a shliach le'alacha, next time she'll buy the property, the chatzah, after the husband put the get into the property, and that's no good. So it's a gzeda. Okay, if that's the reason why, then here we have the same problem. So if the husband gave directives to her, you the shliach le'alacha, and you appoint a kabbalah, I'm still worried that the leap, that if we'll do this, next time we'll make another mistake. But, how can this work? You know what happened here? He said to her, I want you to be my agent till you get to this and this town. But when you get there, don't appoint a shliach kabbalah. I want you to appoint another shliach to represent me. So this, you're because shliach is a shliach. I want you to make another shliach represent me, shliach locha, and the kabbalah get him in, and then you receive the get from that person there. I want you to go to bezin, make the bezin a shliach, whatever it is. And there, at that point, when she transfers from her, for herself, the get to the next shliach, she needs to say, "I saw it being written." That's how it works. Or anybody say, "Oh, Adamol," he said, "Have a shliach al mas hasam." I want you to be shliach when you get to the chimat is hasam. When you get to, this is the condition that the husband said, "I'm aima kame beidin." I want you to say for the bezin before nechtem, umashe beidin a shliach, and I make the entire bezin to be my shliach. V'leisvu nelech, and they will give you the get. I want you to appoint the bezin not just to be an outsider observing. I want them to be my shliach. And the only way that she can make them the shliach is if she tells them before nine nechta, before nine nechta. Everything is unusual.
No, all this far I understand, but even the conclusion that this is what the Mishnah had in mind. You're trying to work out, well, what did the Mishnah make the statement? So the Mishnah had in mind this particular
it's a roundabout case.
And you don't even have a case anywhere that says something
true.
Similar.
True, but the Chiddush is that sometimes a wife has to say before a Nechtem and Nechtem. This is a very big Chiddush. So first we talk about the Mishnah, the whole Mishnah Chiddush. First we talk about the five women who hate you.
They're allowed to say
before a Nechtem and Nechtem, you trust them. And then it's working our way Chiddush. And the next Chiddush, the wife herself will receive the get, sometimes has to say before a Nechtem and Nechtem. She can be your own shliach. Usually when you directly benefit, how can you be an aide? There's a big chiddush. Usually if you have a vested interest, we don't trust you. Here she has a very vested interest to make sure that she receives the get. And yet she is trusted to say for never nechtem. That's a very big chiddush. It happens to be the only time that it's possible is in this way. Because once the husband gave her the get, she's already a free woman. What do you have to say for nechtem? So we try to find a case. But the idea of the mission is to tell you that the wife is trusted on her own get. Misa, she's not trusted, unless something happened. Yeah, sorry.
This before nechtem, before nechtem is a declaration to be mekayim the chesimus of the eidim.
We had all the kula shmom. That's the whole gemara. Rabbi, Rabbi.
Same reason.
Is this kula that we?
That means that the husband. That means it's not noshim. Only my gid, but either wife. So if the husband tomorrow comes along and says to get this puzzle, we don't
he
listen.
Matter, yeah.
He can't matter. And who's the one who's arguing? Says the wife. Okay, she's in a gay bedover. They're both negev edava. Why trust her more than him? That's the chiddush. And no, we'll give her the full credibility of an eid echad. That's a very big chiddush in this case. So that's let me just try and tell you.
Yeah,
because from kilo. Yeah, had nalocha maybe get mishneh kol get any get shenichlus from Isha, any get not written for the name of the woman puzzle. If you wrote a get stam, you're training. And you don't have in mind a particular woman, then even though you wrote the right names, she is puzzled. Kate said, for example, Hoya Oiva Bashuk, this man is walking down the street, Vishama, you heard Kol Seifer, you heard the coil of the scribes, Makrin. In other words, there's a teacher there and he's telling him, write this down, and he makes up some name. Ish Plaini Megadish as Plainis. Exactly. Ish Plaini Megadish as Plainis. This man is divorcing this and this woman, and he walks by him and mock him in that city, and that happens to be my name. Oh, what about? I always wanted to divorce my wife. I'll use it. One beautiful. This is my name, my wife's name. This is our town. Puzzle the garage, but you cannot use it. Why not? Because it wasn't written for a get, it was written for training purposes.
So all this has been said before, no? There's nothing new here.
What we said before in the Gemara is from this Mishnah. And how do we know? Because it doesn't tell you, because of Lishma, you have to write the get, Lishma. Yes, and McCain, a bigger Kiddush. What about Kosov Legadish's Ishtoi? He wrote it to divorce his own wife. Then Venimlech, and he changed his mind. Motza Ben Iroi, a friend of his in the city who happened to share the same name, him and his wife, in the same town. Vomelech, hey, what a waste of money. You already wrote a get for your wife. Okay, you don't want to use it. Give it to me. I'll use it. Shmi Kishimcha, Vashem Ishti Kishimcha, Pasel Legadish boy. Now, why is this a bigger Kiddush? In the first case, it was never written for the purpose of a get. The first case was purely written for training purposes. Here, it was written for a get. And still smell good. Still smell good.
The names happen to be technically correct.
Exactly. Because he didn't have in mind this, the Kosav law. You have to have this particular woman in mind, not Stam. Another woman. Next prime Mishnah, Yasser McCain. Furthermore, a guy had two wives, Vishemose and Shavuot. This is the most confusing marriage ever. Imagine you have two wives the same name. Every time you want something to happen, you call them out, they both come running. They're the other direction, but they're both doing the same thing. Cause of Legadish is like, you decided you can't handle both of them. You decided to divorce the older one. Well, you got his boy, Zaktan. You can't then change your mind. Now, the Chiddush here is, the man is the correct man. It's Taki he wrote it for himself. And he wrote it for his wife. The only thing is, you have to want and the right name and your wife, except the other wife. But it's the same name. And the Chiddush still cannot use it. The next case is yes, and McCain. Furthermore, he said to the Sefer, "Look, I can't handle two wives anymore. I'm not sure which is the one that I want to. When I get home, I'll make up my mind. So write me. They both have the same name. So write me a get, for this name, me and this woman, and I'll decide when I get home. Now, this is a rule of yesh breda. Yesh breda means that I don't know at the moment what's going to be. But when I go later on, I'll see something happen.
We'll determine
which one it is. And the chiddush is the Mishnah says ein breda. We don't. B'shas maisa, you have to know which is the wife you want to divorce.
But even so, if you know, wouldn't you have to have some identified in him.
They both had the exact same name.
Yeah.
So what else is there? No, that's enough. Yes, you can have a lot of the customer. Well, the Eidim Asira will see who you give it to. The Eidim Asira who see the transaction, they'll see which wife you're giving it to.
Who do you think of a fairly large community? You know, let's say it takes 3 hours to walk from one end to the other, 2 hours to walk from one end to the other. So there's not much interaction between the two ends. It's the same city, same name of the city, and they want exactly the same name.
According to Rav Meir, but Yehuda's right, according to Rav Meir, the get itself has to be obvious. Not enough to rely on the Eidim who saw who you're giving the get to. The get, the contract itself has to be able to be recognizable which wife. So you would have to put her mother's name and her grandmother's name to get to a point.
They do all of that. They put the nickname.
Yeah, to put so we know, identify exactly. Because the Eidim, according to Rabbi Lazar, Eidim Sira, we don't need. That's Amishra Belozer, Eidim Sira. But if the Teisha says, if Eidim Sira, Amishra is not talking about Kurna Meir. The bottom long Teisha is there. You need more, exactly. Your own wife, you have two wives of the same name. We need to know which wife it is. Yeah, according to Rabbi Meir. Kurna Belozer doesn't matter because the Eidim Sira will see who you're giving it to. So that's they're the ones that make it happen. It doesn't matter what you wrote. It costs the laser. It's a garbage puzzle. You know, I'll use it. Rashi, top of the page. Deilik Tana Lavdavka. Laser, it's a garbage puzzle. The Ain Bereda. We don't rely on this retrospectivity. The Lamb, you don't say, who would have dover now when I get home and whoever gets me angry first is the one that I'm going to divorce. Is that I, that all along, who would have dover now has been clarified to me, the Bishask Siva, when I wrote it, Hayadaiti Bazo. This is actually the one I want to divorce. The Harei Nechtiv Lishma was written Lishma. Doesn't work. Now the Gemara explain what we just said, what the chiddush of each case is. Cause of the gadi in your mind, veleration of my. It says that a person. What do you mean? What's the first case in the Mishnah? He wrote the first. The second case in the Mishnah was he wrote to divorce his wife. He changed his mind. Another guy with the same name said, well, "Give it to me." So what was the first case in the Mishnah? He heard the sefer reading out loud. What's it talking about there? I'm going to pop a b'seferin ho asuyin lihislamed askinin. The very first part of the Mishnah is talking about training. The second part of the Mishnah is talking about you wrote it for a get, but for a different woman. And the chiddush is that even though you wrote it for a get, it has to be the correct woman. But the first part of the Mishnah, you didn't write it for a get. You wrote it for training purposes. That's why it's no good. I should take it out. I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah. It says, Seifrin Makrin. He heard a Seifer screaming out loud, as if giving instructions to other Seifrin. But like Tani Seifrin Kaidin, the Seifrin reading, you know what they have to do. Shema Minah, it was a teaching class. So my yes and became why is it a bigger chiddush? Tana Rabbi Shmuel loyze. Not only this case, shenichtiv shaloy lishum gerushin. The very first case, you never wrote the divorce in order to divorce a woman. It was written only purely for training exercise. El avze shenichtiv lishum gerushin. But even this case was written for the purpose of divorce. Possum. Today, and the next case is, in this case, you wrote it for your own wife, and then a friend said, you know, you change your mind, give it to me. So this obviously is wrong because for the wrong couple. He didn't write it for his own purpose, and therefore you can't give it to the other. You can't give it to the other guy because it was never written for him. The third case of mission is the man said, "I want to divorce my wife." Two women the same name. And then he changes his mind. He wrote it for the gedolah. Then he changed his mind. I want to do it for the younger one. So the cheder, the man is the same man. He was written not only for divorce, but for the right husband. But because it was written for the wrong wife, it's not a valid get. Puzzle. And then the last case is where he, at the time when he wrote it, he didn't know which one he wants. And later on, it verified. So he didn't write for the wrong wife. He left it open in the open. Here he wrote Lashem Gedishin and it's still puzzle. Why is it puzzle? What about Breda? My time. What's the. Before we go back to Rashi. Rashi, the three lines at the top. Reisha, the Tani, he's playing the Gidish playing. But my, what happened? Elab Hachidah, he's playing because the guy is the Isn't that the case, same case that you wrote it for your own wife and then changed your mind? No, it's talking about the Islamid for training. Licht of Gitin Ragitin. How do I know? It says Makrin, Hagidaylim, Makrin, Tamadeim. The supervisors are directing the student. Yeah, Kach, the Kach, so and so. Because you have a get of an Echel, Kosvu. If this and this happens, I want you to write it down. He just made up a name, Stam a name. Alma betamidim askinim. We're talking about what talmidim. Lo yizah shalom nivshon gerushin el islam to train. Avdei nivshon gerushin gemurin v'nim lechani change the mind. Even then it's possible. V'lo yizah bavachin nivshon gerushin shal adam zeh possible because the wrong person. El avdei no yizah shalom. I had two wives and nicht nivshon gerushin. He wrote for the divorce the haigavra, even though he wrote it for the older one. And you would have thought since this is the same man, it should be kosher. Possible. Why? Hoyil the kosher shalom nivshon gerushin. Just like you have to have the right man in mind, you have to have the right woman in mind because of law. And you didn't have the right woman in mind. The safer my kamashlo on the last gate was a chiddush of shmini, where you know the gate and the dover did they be, you need to have the man and the woman. The chiddush is about breda. The aim breda, like tamei, you shouldn't say huvder, it reflects the bishask, sivan nami died to her when he wrote it, this is what he had in mind. Ika gate and the dover did they, had bo gate and. Said, well, right, might, and now the more explained, might was the reason. Because it had been written, Venosan safe krisis biyada, place this get in her hand. Havamita, I would have thought, lemute he kama, I would have thought only it comes to negate the first case, le ovid lishum krisis, you didn't have a mind and a gitten. Avil kosov le gadash is ishtav, you had a mind again, but what? His wife, and then you gave it to some other wife. Venimle, he changed your mind to ovid lishum krisis, you wrote it for the sake of a get. Ema, I would have thought, kosher, therefore kosov achmana, therefore the Torah writes, vikosov. It says vikosov, you have to write it. Not only v'nosan b'yada, also v'kosov. You have to write it with having in mind a get. E kosov rachmana v'kosov. The Torah only would have said written. You have to write it for a get. Have minavot or lemuti adla yuka kosila. In the case with the wrong husband, he didn't write it. Avol yeshleish teinoshim. What about in the case he has two wives? So if this man wrote it, the EU kosov law. He wrote it. What's the chilik for the first wife, the second wife? Ema kosher kosher. The Torah adds one more word. Kosachmana law. It's not enough that because of the husband has to write it, but law. You also have to have the right woman in mind. They both need to be correct. Lishma nu v'seifah lama lisa. The very last case where he wrote it, but he said, I don't know yet which wife I want. They both have the same name. Hakamash v'lan de aim breda. Teach you that. Well, we don't say retrospectivity here.
Just say all the supplies in the case of the.
In the case of?
Of an avid. You know, we have two avodim in the same sort of story.
Yeah, we have, we learn out law that all the dinim are the same.
Even
yeah.
One is
dinim. Shloisha drachi git nashim. Yeah, everything. Yeah, yeah, we will compare to. Yeah. And what's talking to Svara in Breda, we'll see later, because even if you hold the Yosh Breda by Gittin, because of Tertis of the cost of law, it sounds like at the time of writing, you already need to know who it is for, who's the law. You can't rely on 20 minutes later to work out who the law is. Because of law. Okay. It says in the right, cause of, it says in the Mishnah, if you intended to, you had two wives, both called Leah, and you intended to divorce Leah, the older one, and then you change your mind to divorce Leah, the younger one. You can't do that because when you wrote it, you had in mind Leah, the older one. But what happens, Taka, you decided to use it for Leah, the older one? It would have been a valid get just to write Leah. You didn't write Leah Bas Rochel, you just wrote Leah. So, because there's a whole issue when it comes to two people in town have the exact same shtar. Two people have the exact same shtar. And both called Yosef Ben Shimon, let's say, and Yosef,
exactly
Yosef Ben Shimon is a lender, and he goes to somebody and says, "You owe me $1,000." The guy says, "No, it wasn't you; it was the other guy." Right? Can he say that? From here, we see clearly not, because it says in the Mishnah here that had he given the get to the gedola, let's say he didn't swap, he didn't change his mind, he would have given it to the woman that he wrote it for in the first place. It would have been a valid get. I how do you know it's meant for Leah, the older one, maybe meant for Leah, the younger one?
No,
you don't write. No. You don't write. It's a text. You're right. What you do is you write. You know, you go to the grandmother and so on until you know. But he didn't. In the Mishnah say you did. So Lecheda from see from here that you can't understand it. The fact is that this woman, if the older Leah walks around with a get in her hand, then will it believe her that she was the one who was always intended. Just like over there by the lender, you can't say to the lender it wasn't you, it was the other Yosef Shimon. Because this Yosef is holding the shtar in his hand, we're going to say, it's probably him. We're not going to say, oh, maybe it came from another guy, he dropped it, and this guy found it, and he's running with it. We're not conscious of that. Same with the woman. If she walks around the get, we're going to say, that's what the husband wanted all along, and that's what happened. It says Gemara. Tanu hu d'le matzah megadish, but he can't change his mind and take and divorce a younger woman. Hagadela, but the older one. Sorry?
If the get wasn't meant for her, why would she walk around?
Maybe he dropped it. Maybe it was meant for the other one. It was dropped, and now this one got it. So we say no. We don't make that assumption.
Maybe the younger wanted to get out of it.
Yeah, they both wanted to get out.
Maybe she was looking to close off a bottle. It's a good bottle stopper.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Hagadelim, but the Gadish Bamba does it over. There's nothing we learn out. Shnei Yaseb and Shimon. You have two Yaseb and Shimons. Hadorin Be'ir Achas. You have two Yaseb and Shimons live in one city. Moitzi and Shtar Chayv Alachayim have every right to produce a Shtar Chayv alone and to collect from other people. Omale Abaye says Abaye Elameyata. According to this, Reisha Diktoni Shmi Kishimcha. The second guy came along to the first guy and said, look, you don't want to use a get for your wife. I have a wife, the same name as your wife, and my name is like yours. Give me your get. Right? Shmika Shimcha, Apostle of Gadishba, you cannot use it. Is Mashma Shani who Matsim Gadishbe? The second guy can use it. Hodrishan Matsim Gadishbe, but the first guy can use it. Right? The first guy could use it. We learned, even though that the lenders, if they have the same name, can collect because they have the shtar, but the borrowers, if you have two borrowers, if they have the exact same name, each borrower can say, it wasn't me who borrowed the money, it was the other guy. Because you want to take money out of him, you have to prove which one it is. Nobody can produce, because each one can say, it goes to the other guy. Here it seems that you have the two women with the same name, different families, and the only problem here is because the guy changed his mind, doesn't want to give it to his wife, so, and the other guy wants to use it, it was never written for him. But the original guy can. Why? How do you know which one it is? Elamai is lameima. Your body can tell me, baby. The mesida. It's not an issue here at all because gittin is different than all other shtaris. Because what did we learn? Abu Lazar holds it's the edim at the time who witnessed the event, and they know. They see exactly which Reuven, which Leah it is. So there's no problems can arise from here. But Abu Lazar, he's hachanami beid the mesida. But Abu Lazar, he same thing in the other first case in the Mishnah. When you have one husband with two wives, Leah, you can't prove anything about having two lenders with the same name. Because over here, the edim know exactly which wife he gave it to. He gave it to the older wife, and therefore, nobody can come later and complain. There's no questions here. Omar Rav says, Rav, there's no proof from it. Says, Rav, kulon paislin bikuna. Rav holds that all of these cases, there's a concept called reyach haget. Even if a get has been disqualified, it's not a valid get. But nevertheless, it sometimes smells like a get, and we're machmir, we don't want you to marry a kohen.
It's like it leaves an impression.
Exactly. And kohuna is such a distinct group of people that we want them to be untainted. And we don't want any question mark, people walking around and, you know, tongues wagging, oh, you know, this kohen married someone, I'm not so sure it was divorced or not. So, it could have been a divorced woman. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you gave this divorce to a woman, we say the get is not valid. 2 days later, the husband dies. So she's technically an almana, she can marry a kohen. But because a get was given to her 2 days earlier and it smells like a get, she might be a grusha. We don't want her to marry a kohen. But this get, these getting here, the ones that we say are no good.
It's a problematic get.
Yeah, for example, the other man took and gave it to his wife, and we said in our Mishnah, that's no good. So says Rav, the fact is he went through the motions of giving a get, it smells. The only time that nothing happened, not even the smelling of a get, is in the case of training. There was nothing there. Nothing. So in that case over there, if the husband dies the next day, she can go ahead and marry a kohen. Shmuel says that even the case of training, it smells like a get. This woman, even though she's a widow, she cannot marry a kohen. Why? Because Shmuel said, whenever the Chacham used the word get posel, means posel or paisel. If they say ain't a get, means nothing happened. If you use the word get posel, means it is a get, but it's posel. So there is something happened there. It smells like a get.
Walks like a get.
But l'cheir, you have to wonder why training anything happened. It's nothing. Why should smell?
It's not the smell. I mean,
it's like more like Maris Ayin here than anything else. Because the fact you gave her a get, you went through the motions. It's like Maris Ayin in a way. And saying about chalitza psula, but if said by chalitza psula, if it's a apostle chalitza, she no longer has to say, oh, no chalitza happened, so let her get married now to her brother-in-law. That's it. Once you went through the motion of chalitza, even though it was the wrong, we'll see later. Like for example, what left, you know, the left hand, whatever, you did the wrong things, you put a shoe instead of a boot and all that. If you did the wrong thing, it's a chalitza psula, but it's enough to say that's it. You forfeited your rights to marry your brother-in-law. Got to go through the chalitza again. That's okay. So Shmuel goes further. He holds that even in the case of training, it smells like a get. In that just the same Mashmer Rabbi Lazar, that smile, within chalitza depends. Smile, if you use, let's say, with the left hand, your left foot, You're supposed to put it on the right foot. He put it on the left foot, or Lila. You're supposed to do it by day, and you did it by night. Psula, it is puzzle upaislais. Something happened here. Something did happen. A chalitza, he went through the motion of a chalitza. Okay, he did it by night, instead of by day. You can no longer marry the brother-in-law. Or but cotton, a child, or ampila, instead of using a shoe, you use a cloth or something else. They're psulis, the aim, sorry, psulis. There, nothing happened. Even though it says the word psula, in other words, he's saying to Shmuel, it's not a blanket rule that every time we say the word psula means something happened. In these two cases, even though we use the word psula, nothing happened, and therefore she can marry the brother-in-law. If it was a cotton who did the chalitza to, or whatever it is, she did a chalitza to the cotton, nothing happened. Or instead of using a shoe, she used a cloth, nothing happened. Ziidi, two more lines. Ziidi says, Kulan ein paisin. I disagree with both of you. I hold that all of these cases, nothing happens. Stop trying to smell like a get. Not only in the case of training. Even in the case of another man, another woman. Nothing happened. Chutz, and even his own wife, if he wrote it for his older wife and then he decided for his younger wife, nothing happened. Chutz min achrin. Except the last case of Breira, when he wrote the get, he says, I don't know which of these two wives I want. They both have the same name. I'll decide when I get home, even though we ruled we ain Breira, nothing happened. But since there are those who hold Yesh Breira, we'll be machmir and say, Yesh Breira, enough, something happened here, she can no longer marry a kohen. Yeah. Let's just do Rashi. Chutz min achren, two lines on top. The lechumra amrin and yesh breira. When it comes to chumra, we'll say breira. Upsula lekunin, pasul lekain. Aval inoch kula. All the other cases, afil erecha get ein bem. Doesn't even have the smell of a get. V'leidami lemugresh is meisha. It's not similar to a case where a divorce from a wife lehitida lechal adam not mutter. That he lahu milsumi lishmay lishma nichtiv. There what leaves is written lishmay ulishma. Okay, we'll stop paying attention tomorrow. Now starts the sugya of yesh breira, which.